You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. It was a crime scene that could have flickered on a movie screen out of New York's past. On Wednesday night, the alleged leader of the Gambino crime family was fatally shot outside of his Staten Island home. His name was Francesco Frank Cali, and his death marks the first killing of a reputed mafia boss in decades. Police say the motive for the attack is under investigation, and they're not sure it was, in fact, a mob hit. To help us make sense of the killing, we're speaking with Jerry Capisi, a mafia expert who runs the website ganglandnews.com. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon, Jamie.
So who was Frank Cali, and why do you think he was killed now?
My take on the killing is that it doesn't feel like a mafia hit. He was killed in front of his house, in front of his wife and kids. It's not the kind of thing that the mob would do if it was going to assassinate a high-ranking member of the crime family. You know, one of the other things is that from everybody that I've been speaking to, Frank Cali was not a disliked guy. So it's hard for me to come to grips with the idea that the mob sent a guy in a pickup truck to Frank Cali's house on Staten Island to whack him.
All right. Well, most New Yorkers, Jerry, think the mafia's main presence today is in Hollywood movies, great TV shows. How extensive are their operations for real in the city and in the tri-state area?
Well, there's no question that the mafia's clout and influence in the city and around the country have dissipated quite a bit. I mean, the federal onslaught against the mob was definitely effective in curtailing their influence. They managed to get the mob out of, a lot of the labor unions they controlled, the significant businesses, the construction industry. But the mob still exists. It is still in the New York area. They're involved in loan sharking. They're involved in gambling. They're involved in extortion rackets. They're involved in the protection industry. They do try to hold sway in labor unions, but there's no question that it's been curtailed quite a bit.
How about drugs, opioids, other
drugs
illegal?
Drugs has always been a staple of the mob. I think it's always been kind of an unwritten rule is don't get caught doing drugs. If you get caught doing drugs, we may want to kill you. But if you don't get caught, we'll take all the money you can send us. One of the big changes in the mob in the last 20 years has been the relatively few murders that the gangsters have committed. The mob has cut back on killing people in the streets. That has also made it a lot more difficult for the law enforcement community to bring charges against them. But it also has made the mob less effective in keeping a tight grip on the rackets that they seem to want to control.
Unlike some of the more famous mobsters like John Gotti, who we've talked about, Frank Cali was not a household name. He was rarely in the headlines. How did his time as a leader reflect what organized crime is in New York today?
The mob in 2019 has learned important lessons from John Gotti's day. They have gone back to trying to behave like a secret society, not to walk around on Broadway or literally on Mulberry Street the way they used to, not to take care of business in social clubs the way they used to. Now they try to meet secretly and quietly to try and keep away from the law enforcement surveillance that is always going on.
Coming back to Frank Cali, do you think there will be any sort of retaliation? Should we anticipate any more violence?
Like I said, my sense of this is not a mob hit. I do not foresee any mob war or violence between rival factions of the Gambino crime family or any of the crime families in the city. There is little doubt in my mind that if the mob find out who killed them, they will go out and whack them at the first chance they get. A good indication of that is that, from my information, is that the Cali family has not been cooperative with the police department or the FBI, which has gotten involved in the investigation. They basically feel that we'll take care of it ourselves.
Jerry Capisi is a mob expert who runs the website ganglandnews.com. Jerry, thank you so much.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.